In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Faithful or infidel? We all know that our Lord Jesus Christ was born a little more than 2,000 years ago from the Blessed Virgin Mary. However, not everyone knows that he existed before his birth. He existed before his conception in the womb of his mother. As a man, like you and me, the life of our Lord began at his conception. However, our Lord is not simply a man. Before becoming a man in time, he was with God the Father in eternity. Not as an angel, not as an archangel, like some Arians would say, but as the only begotten Son of God. The one that comes from the Father, not by creation, like all creatures, but by generation. He is begotten from the very substance of God. He is begotten from the very substance of God. And by this reason, he's called God. Theos Monogenos, the only begotten God, as St. John the Apostle calls him. So this is the faith of the Church. The eternal Son of God assumed a human nature in order to die for us on the cross, in order to pay for our transgressions. But in becoming a man, he didn't lose his divinity. But he is God incarnate. So that's why we say that he existed before his birth as a man. Because he is God from all eternity. And this is the heart of our faith. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, not a Son of God, but the Son of God. But some may say that this is simply an invention of the Church. That Jesus Christ never claimed to be divine. Well, for those people, we bring the words of our Lord in the Gospel for today. We read, Jesus said to the Jews, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. You see, this is identical to saying that he is consubstantial with the Father. And this is a very clear affirmation of the divinity of our Lord. And the ones who give proof that these words were indeed an affirmation of our Lord's divinity are the Jews themselves. When our Lord said, "I and the Father are one," the Jews took up stones to stone him. And our Lord asked them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" And the Jews answered, "We don't want to stone thee for a good work, but for blasphemy. Because thou, being a man, makest thyself God." We see clearly that the Jews of that time understood the words of Christ as an affirmation of his divinity, of being consubstantial with the Father, one with the Father. That's what the Jews understood, because that's what our Lord said. So things were pretty clear. Our Lord claimed to be divine, to be God. And that's why the Jews wanted to stone him. Because, I read again, "being a man, thou makest thyself God." They didn't want to open their hearts in order to understand that Christ was indeed a man, but also God. True man and a true God. But they called the words of our Lord blasphemy. But this faith in the divinity of Christ that they rejected became the cornerstone of the church. The stone that was rejected by the builders became the cornerstone, says the Psalm 118. So, my brethren, let us never be ashamed of our faith in the divinity of Christ, which is gloriously professed by the Church, because it was revealed by Christ himself and was taught by all the apostles and fathers of our faith. This is the heart of our faith, the cornerstone of the church, and the salvation of us all. Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, Deum verum de Deo vero, genitum, non factum, consubstantialem patri, perquen omnia facta sunt. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.